Welcome to the Capital OTB Daily Report, brought to you by CapitalOTBBet.com. This is the Thursday, March 4th, 2021 edition. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Seth Marrow, and it's another big week ahead of us. We'll talk about some of that stakes action coming up on the weekend and more as we move forward, but always like to toss out a trivia question. Our initial trivia question yesterday went back about 40 years, so maybe that narrowed down the field of folks who had an easy task of answering the question. So we'll move it up a little bit so the next generations get a shot here. We'll go back to last year and the end of last year. We'll take a look at year-end stats for our trivia question for Thursday. We're going to look at jockey stats and ask you to come up with number three on the list. Wanted to make it a little bit interesting. Number one on the list of wins last year for jockeys was Irad Ortiz. But who was number three on the list of winningest jockeys in North America for 2020? This is according to the Equibase list. Again, Irad Ortiz with 300 wins was number one on the list of jockey wins in North America last year. Who was the number three jockey? You have the entire show to come up with your answer. At the end of the show, I will also toss out a hint with some multiple choice options for folks who are really stumped. So stay tuned for that coming up a little bit later on. But right now, let's jump into the show.
And it's Life is Good, still with a four-length lead, galloping without any urging from Mike Smith. Medina Spirit trying very hard and is closing that gap late. Life is Good, Medina Spirit, a solid effort. Life is Good wins, three quarters of a length.
That was Life is Good winning the Sham Stakes on January 2nd. He did it by three quarters of a length over his barn mate, Medina Spirit. Life is Good won with a 101 buyer figure. He hasn't been seen since then. Medina Spirit came back to win the Bob Lewis subsequently on January 30th at the same mile and a 16th distance that they both will be running on Saturday at Santa Anita in the San Felipe Grade 2 event. $300,000, mile and a 16th, the trip, and the Baffert Runners showdown on Saturday. Here are some thoughts from Mike Smith and Bob Baffert on those two horses. This was done in the winner's circle right after the Sham.
Well, you know, it was his first time around two turns. Got away just a little slow, but got up, and of course, he's naturally so quick. Was up underneath himself, and actually just before we headed for home, he was doing things all by himself so easy out there. He didn't know what he was doing going twice around, and he just got to leaning out and looking into the infield at the big screen. He could see himself, and he got to looking, but I was watching as well, so I saw the horse coming on the outside, and I didn't want to panic. I just showed it to him a little bit. What I really like really was after the race. When I stood up and the horse got next to me, he jumped back in the bridle, and I mean, I had to pull him up.
Bob, what were you thinking, though? What you're from your perspective, and you did hear the grandstand.
Well, I mean, Medina Spirit, he's a nice horse. He's a good horse, and I could tell that Mike was, you know, just cruising out there. It reminded me a lot of Authentic last year when he did the same thing, and he was looked like a drunk coming down. He was just almost hit the rail and stuff, and so, you know, just to get the two turns out of the way it's big, you know, and you get two races because I always feel that the second race is the most important. You're, you know, going up against winners, and I think Mike did a great job just sort of cruising him around there, and, you know, it was just, that's the kind of race we were looking for. They ran pretty fast. The horse that ran second
is a second faster than Authentic ran last year.
Yeah, I mean, these are two good horses, and so it's pretty, you know, it's exciting that, you know, he passed a two-turn test.
Clearly, Mike Smith, a lot of confidence in Life is Good. Bob Baffert, also clearly some confidence in that one. And as I say, subsequent to that winner's circle interview, Medina Spirit, who finished second behind Life is Good in that Sham early in January, came back at the end of January and won the Bob Lewis. Last week on Racing Across America, I was joined by Jeremy Plonk of HorsePlayerNow.com, Countdown to the Crown, and his weekly Countdown to the Crown package does a great job of keeping you up to date on the Derby trail. And I was intrigued in Jeremy's top five. He had both Life is Good and Medina Spirit. And just to give you an idea, the Kentucky Derby future pool that goes this weekend, the morning line odds are out. Life is Good is 4-1. Medina Spirit is 30-1. both from the Baffert barn. You heard that nice showdown they had in the Sham running a close-up 1-2, but they are separated by quite a bit in the odds on the Derby future pool this weekend, the morning line odds. But Jeremy Plonk, in his Derby Trail top 20, has Medina Spirit over Life Is Good. I found that intriguing. I asked Jeremy why.
And if Life Is Good isn't a mile and an eighth and a mile and a quarter horse, Medina Spirit certainly does look like that. And while Life Is Good is the more brilliant horse and the more turn of foot and fast and elite and is probably going to throw up bigger figures, the fighter, the scrapper, the grinder that Medina Spirit is kind of is a Baffert throwback to the real quiet Silver Charm days when Baffert had horses that just didn't run holes in the wind like Bodemeister and Justify and American Pharoah.
So, again, going to be interested to see how it plays out as these two, Medina Spirit and Life Is Good, will face off on Saturday in the San Felipe. And we'll see. They'll get it done on track. Who's better? Now, as the distances get longer, maybe there's going to be a separation between the two. But it's 8.5 furlongs on Saturday in the San Felipe. And it's more than Life Is Good and Medina Spirit. There is a field of 7 entered. But again, the Baffert runners out in Southern California along the Derby Trail clearly will take plenty of attention. Also on the card Saturday at Santa Anita, the Kilroy Mile. That's always an interesting grass race that is prominent early in the season. And another prominent race early in the season at Santa Anita. Also coming up on the Saturday card, the Grade 1 $400,000 Santa Anita Handicap. The big cap featuring this coming Saturday.
Maxfield down at the inside, Blackberry Wine. 3/4, 1:13.06 seconds. Maxfield asserts. Maxfield has taken the lead from Blackberry Wine. But now they're into this final fairgrounds furlong with Sonneman in third. Chess Chief and Dinar, they come past the 16th with Laurent Giroux. Here's Maxfield. He's now 5 for 5. Maxfield, magnificent in the mineshaft. He won by 4.
Maxfield came out of that mineshaft with a 99 buyer figure for the win, establishing himself as a serious player in the handicap division this year. A little bit of a star-crossed runner in his 2-year-old and 3-year-old season. Only a couple of starts as a 2-year-old and 1 start early in the season as a 3-year-old. That was in May, and then had the layoff until coming back at Fairgrounds. Mid-December, won the Tenacious. February 13th, winning the Mineshaft. So the two races, kind of late 3-year-old season and kicking off the 4-year-old season, again, establishing Maxfield as a player in the handicap division. And though with races like the Dubai World Cup and now the Pegasus, the Santa Anita Handicap has lost maybe a little bit of its preeminence as the major handicap division race early in the season, it is still a very important race early in the season for these handicap runners, and again, allows them to put a Grade 1 on the resume. A field of 8 scheduled for Saturday. Maxfield, Independence Hall comes in off a 104 buyer figure, 3rd place finish in the Pegasus. King Guillermo throughout the career has been a little bit interesting, disappointed in the past couple of races, but he's also in the group coming up on Saturday in the Santa Anita Handicap. Again, on a stakes afternoon that is going to be very intriguing out in Southern California. In New York, we will feature the Gotham. Again, another race along the Derby Trail for the 3-year-olds. The Gotham is a Grade 3 event. $300,000 up for grabs as a field of 8 is scheduled to go a mile. And one of the horses in here is going to be highly anticipated.
Highly motivated, still 2 lengths away, but coming from the outside. Final furlong of the Nyquist. Highly motivated, just striding forward to take the lead for Javier Castellano. It is Highly Motivated who will take the opener.
I said before the replay that one of these would be highly anticipated, and it'll be Highly Motivated coming out of that win on Breeders' Cup weekend at Keeneland in the Nyquist, running the record to 2 for 3. It's Chad Brown. It's Klarovich. It's a runner that has shown plenty of talent, including that win in the Nyquist, but hasn't gone beyond 6.5 furlongs. This is the 3-year-old debut. We'll see what Highly Motivated can do. He's going to be in a field that's going to be very intriguing on Saturday in the Gotham at Aqueduct. Capo Kane, two starts back, won the Jerome, subsequently ran third in the Withers. Crowded Trade is another Chad Klarovich runner coming out of a maiden breaker in the debut at Aqueduct back in January. Fun addition. Freedom Fighter comes in from Southern California for Bob Baffert, and that always adds some intrigue. So again, on Saturday in the Gotham, the three-year-olds square off in another step along the Derby Trail and another stakes race on a card at Aqueduct that will feature not just the Gotham but the Tom Fool and a couple other stakes races. Again, as I said, a nice stakes day scheduled out at Santa Anita and down in Tampa. We'll talk more about it over the next couple of days. Tampa Bay Derby highlights a really nice stakes card down on the west coast of Florida as well. All right, coming up on Thursday afternoon at Capital OTB and on Capital OTB TV, we are looking at featuring some Gulfstream, Fairgrounds, Oaklawn, Delta Downs, Golden Gate on the Thoroughbred side throughout the afternoon and later part of the afternoon, early evening, looking up the weather forecasts on those particular tracks. It looks like mostly sunny or sunny throughout other than Golden Gate, which is looking towards some partly cloudy weather, but it looks good at the other venues we'll be featuring on Capital OTB TV on Thursday afternoon. No Aqueduct in the mix this week. Most of the month of March, they're going to have three-day weeks. So this week, they get back in action at Aqueduct tomorrow on Friday. So keep that in mind if you're looking for a little Aqueduct action. I'll also toss out just an interesting horse, I don't know whether I'd call it a play for the day. It's a stab for the day. Down at Oaklawn in the fifth race on Thursday afternoon. State bred maiden claimers going six, and there's just no question. The Arkansas bred races down at Oaklawn, they're fun and they are puzzles, and you can wind up with a little bit of value. These are the kind of races that oftentimes you look at the horses with experience, and they are certainly not superstars by any means. So you can look maybe for the quote-unquote fresh face. And I'm going to go with Tall and Long in here. This is race five at Oaklawn on Thursday afternoon. Tall and Long is the number seven horse, 15-1 on the morning line. Breeding's a little bit interesting, kind of a maybe sneaky win early with Moonshine Mullen on top. The dam produced so far a lone sibling to run, and it's actually a full sibling, and the sibling's called Long and Tall. And just a few weeks back, debuted right here at Oaklawn for the very same connections and ran an okay fourth in a field of 12. That was a maiden special weight race, six furlongs. This one they bring in for the maiden tag. Again, I just thought you could take maybe a little stab, so I'm tossing that one out there in the fifth at Oaklawn, number seven, Tall and Long. I actually have the race 7, 3, 11, and 12. If the 13 gets in from the AE list, that one's interesting. The two, Precious Tinkle, may also be a little bit interesting as a firster at a long price, but again, we'll take the seven on top, Tall and Long, in the fifth at Oaklawn at a price on Thursday afternoon. All right, also want to hit you with some of the promos coming up, and really the main one for the next few days at Capital OTB is the Bounty Bet that comes up on Friday. There's over $1,200 up for grabs with the Bounty. All you have to do is play the late pick five at Gulfstream on Friday afternoon with your Capital OTB Bet account. You're playing just against the universe of Capital OTB Bet players who are also playing that late pick five at Gulfstream. If you hit it by yourself, you can pull down that entire $1,200 plus bounty. If a number of people hit it, you'll split up the consolation prize. But that's all coming up on Friday, the Bounty Bet at Capital OTB. And if you'd like to take advantage of some of these promos and contests and whatnot that you hear about on the programming and the podcast here at Capital OTB, sign up for an account. Plenty of bells and whistles and promotions to take advantage of. And all you have to do is check out the website for the promo, the sign-up bonus promo. And that includes if you deposit money, there's some free money involved that you get back. And there's nothing better at the racetrack than free money. And so if you don't have a Capital OTB bet account, certainly you'll want to sign up. And as I say, take advantage of the promos, the bells and whistles, and potentially a little free money as well with your sign-up bonus. Check out the website for more information about that, CapitalOTB.com. All right. As promised a little bit earlier, we're going to hit you now with the answer to the trivia question. Again, going back to last season, 2020, Irod Ortiz was the winningest jockey last year with 300 wins in the 12 months of 2020. The question was, who was number three on the winningest list amongst jockeys? Again, number of wins is how we're counting this. And again, it's the stats as provided by Equibase. If you've come up with an answer, lock that in. If you were stumped, I'll narrow it down to a multiple choice. Number three on the winning jockey list last year, was it Tyler Gaffleon, Jose Ortiz, Luis Saez, or Joel Rosario? All right, the answer, I will go down the top three from number one. Number one was Irod Ortiz with 300 wins last year. Number two with 271, Tyler Gaffleon. And to answer our trivia question, number three last year, Luis Saez with 268 wins in 2020. If you got it, congratulations, and tune back in tomorrow to once again test your trivia skills. All right, this has been the Capital OTB Daily Report, brought to you by CapitalOTBBet.com. I'm Seth Merrill. Big weekend coming up. Lots of stakes action. It'll be a lot of fun. We will talk a little bit more about it tomorrow on the Daily Report. And certainly, we'll have a lot of coverage, previews, and reviews over the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, on Racing Across America on Capital OTB TV, which is also available now via the RTN app on Roku. So sign up no matter where you are so you can watch us in the afternoons on OTB Live and on the weekends in the morning with the handicapper support on Saturday and Saturday and Sunday, Racing Across America. You are invited to join us. Thanks for joining us here on the Thursday edition of the Daily Report. Good luck. We'll see you tomorrow.